KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
You got it on KHUM Radio Without the Rules since it's Wednesday, and it is in the evening hours. It's time for the Ferndale Report with Caroline Titus, editor and publisher of the Ferndale Enterprise. Hello.
Hello, Larry.
It's a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be here.
Did you make your way through the Ferndale traffic?
It's rush hour.
It's
just unbelievable.
It's a busy time.
Yeah.
Get those tractors out there.
Yeah, I got to come all the way from the north end of town.
Oh,
down
man.
Here to the south end.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time and making
the
trip.
Yes, you're welcome.
Very,
thank
very you. Nice. So let's hear a few headlines. What's in the paper?
Ferndale Enterprise comes out tomorrow. A little sneak peek now. We've got a story about the cost of the maintenance of the Salt River project, restoration project, which we have talked about extensively. That's a $16 million plus project. One of the largest restoration, if not the largest restoration project in Northern California that has literally broken ground and is getting underway now as we speak. It'll take a couple years to basically dredge a couple of miles of the Salt River to hopefully get flows going so that basically Ferndale's bottoms get unflooded and drainage works the way it's supposed to work. But what do you do after you spend the $16 million and the silt comes down from the hills again? Who's going to pay to keep it up, to monitor it, to dredge it again? So we've got a story about a watershed council that's been formed and basically how they are attempting to go ahead and raise at least about $30,000 a year just to do required monitoring and maintenance as part of the permits that they have gotten from the California Coastal Commission, etc. So ongoing coverage there of the huge project here in Ferndale, the Salt River Restoration Project.
So you said that there's been a council established to help raise the money.
Correct. Landowners, ranchers, et cetera, on the council, and they're hoping to, it gets a little complicated, but they're hoping to have some leases on some land that has been acquired by Fish and Game. They've acquired about a 350-acre ranch down there called Riverside Ranch that basically Fish and Game is going to use to flood with salt water to restore tidal influence. 70 of those acres can be leased for grazing, organic cows. So this watershed council is hopeful that Fish and Game, which all indications are saying they will turn over this leasing money perhaps to the council to do the ongoing maintenance, check the berms, dredge it, etc.
Isn't that part of the, like when you're planning this project, I mean, don't they plan for, like, isn't there state money that's going to cover ongoing maintenance? Or
no.
Okay.
No.
So is that private money that's being raised?
No, it hopefully it'll be, the landowners hope that that'll be public money that will come back from Fish and Game, the money they get from leasing. So,
okay.
Yep, so we also have a story about Ferndale Unified School District headed over to the monthly school board meeting that starts at 6:30 p.m. tonight over the Ferndale High School. Teachers and all employees of the district will be getting a really nice Thanksgiving present or Christmas present because Prop 30 passed, the governor's tax initiative. They will each be getting a $1,000 bonus, and that adds up to $53,000. And that is because the teachers' union and the classified employees agreed that if the proposition did not pass, they would have up to 5 furlough days. In other words, cut 5 days off their work year, not get paid, go from 181 to 176, 176 days, not get paid. And in order to negotiate that, they had to be promised $1,000. It's a hard one to swallow, $1,000 if Prop 30 passed. So that'll be into our tiny little school district, $53,000 in checks that will be written before the end of the year to Ferndale school employees. And I'm sure this is the situation around the entire state when districts were negotiating with the union to say, look, if we've got to cut the budget, are you willing to not come in for 5 days out of 181 or whatever the school district's year is? So,
Well, children are our future.
Children are our future. Sometimes it's not about the children, and sometimes it is.
Okay. That's fine. I'll withhold my comments.
Also, we've got ongoing coverage of there have been several complaints filed against District Superintendent Ferndale High School Principal Jack Lakin. The school board has met in a number of closed session meetings. Again, tonight they meet at 6:30 behind closed doors to discuss the complaints that have been filed regarding various issues, most of which are not made public, but we have confirmed that over the last year and a half since Jack Lakin has been here in Ferndale, there have been 8 complainants file various complaints, and they've either been addressed or resolved by the school board one way or another. So we've got a story on what's happening with the Ferndale School District.
People are, I mean, that's a, like, schools are things that busybodies get involved with. People are always complaining. I mean, how many, do you know how many the previous guy, Garamendi?
Garamendi had 0.
Oh, none.
Ferndale, yeah, Sam Garamendi had 0, and we probably don't want to go down that road that it cost us $175,000 to basically get rid of him after all that. So, we've had a couple of rough years here in Ferndale. Started in February 2009. Of course, Garamendi was here for a couple of years, then got what he said he was illegally booted, and they went to court, $175,000, later settled it, and now we have Jack Lakin, and there's been some issues. So speaking of that, the media sidelines ban.
You know, we could have taken that $175K and given it to the teachers for a bonus.
There you go.
If it hadn't
would all worked out.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Speaking of Jack Lakin, remember the media sideline ban, of which he refuses to call it that, but basically when he, I think he went on your sister station, K-Pol, or the, what is it, KWPT, The Point,
the
and
slug.
Said, the Slug, I'm K-Slug. Sorry, The Slug, you have so many stations,
well,
I get them confused, but anyway, and said it was not a media sidelines ban, and anybody that called it that was bordering on foolishness. So I'll go ahead and border on foolishness right now to say that that sideline ban was lifted last week as the Cats entered, Ferndale Wildcats entered playoff games. So basically, if you remember, he said no media on the sidelines, the entire field here at home. Visiting coaches said, come on over, media, and we all went to the visiting side. Now that they're in the playoffs, apparently media is allowed on the sidelines, because they're in the playoffs. And if you remember, under the terms of the North Coast Section probation placed on Ferndale, if the fans didn't behave themselves, they wouldn't be able to host any postseason games. Obviously, we've behaved ourselves. Now we're in postseason, so go ahead and let the media back on the sideline is, I guess, what the thought is behind all that. Jack Lakin did not respond to a request for an explanation as to why the ban has been lifted. So,
and did these sanctions, were they one-year sanctions?
They were one-year sanctions.
Okay.
So we're almost home free. Speaking of that, the Wildcats, of course, in postseason playoff action, face St. Bernard's at home this Saturday at 1 o'clock. Broadcast, of course, on The Point by Tag Wotherspoon, who Tag has an excellent column for us. I haven't mentioned that, but he's been writing for the past couple months. Stay in touch with Tag Wotherspoon, and he does a preview of the Eel River Valley High School games, gives you all the stats and the history. A very, very informative column. So Tag is now an official member of the Ferndale Enterprise staff.
Wow, he has taken over. Do you ever get a text from him? Like, he put it at the bottom, SIT.
That's the name of his column. Yeah, stay in touch.
Why do you always say sit? Stay in touch.
Stay in touch. And he always gets the last word. Thank you. Thank you, Larry.
He does get
Thank you, Larry.
Word. All right. Well, that's good. That's good for Tech. He is nobody, I don't think anybody knows more about local high school sports than Mr. Wathers.
Proud to have him part of our team.
Nice.
So that and a lot more. A great letter to the editor. Somebody hung a flag upside down after the election, obviously in protest that Mitt Romney did not win. We've got a great letter to the editor from somebody who pointed that person out here in Ferndale and how disgusted they are. So that'll cause some discussion in our community. So we tell it like it is here at the Ferndale Enterprise.
All right. I like that. I like that. I like that a lot. That's in the Ferndale Enterprise tomorrow and every Thursday. And as always, we want to point out your website so people can get more info.
FerndaleEnterprise.us. And, of course, follow us on Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you, Caroline.
No, thank you, Larry.
No. Fine. I'm not going to play your game. I'm going to play some music. Out, Crater Boys. On KHUM.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.